This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I'm always interested in what comes up in a sermon that I had no plan to say. I mean, first service, at the end of the sermon, I just started talking about an uncle of mine. It's not in my notes. I had no intention of speaking about him, but I did. I've told the story years ago. But I related it somehow in the context of first service. I want to close with it. I had an uncle who was an alcoholic most of his adult life. Lost his job. Lost his family. Lost his house. You name it, he lost it all to his struggle with alcohol. Came to my dad one day at the church office and said, "John, I need your help. Can you just help me? Can you talk with me? Can you meet with me? What do I need to do?" He just was a broken man, very broken. So my dad said, I want you to meet me once a week at the local restaurant. And my dad did something. He said he didn't even know why he did it. He just did it at the end of his first meeting. He said, "I want you to memorize Psalm 1 for next week, for our meeting. Six verses, that's all it is, just six verses." And here's what my uncle said. "You want me to memorize six verses of the Bible?" He said, "I can't even remember my social. My mind is so gone, I can't even remember where I live sometime. I can't give you an address, my house number. I can't remember my social security number, and you want me to memorize six verses of the Bible?" My dad said, "Yes, I want you to memorize six verses of the Bible, Psalm 1. The next week rolled around. He walked into the restaurant. The first thing my dad said, "Well," and my uncle said, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." And he quoted verbatim Psalm 1. Then my uncle, not my dad, my uncle said, "Next week I'm going to memorize the first chapter of the book of James, 27 verses," because he'd already started doing it. And the next week, 27 verses. And every week for months, and I think a year or two, they met. My uncle would quote a chapter of the Bible from memory. A man whose brain cells had been deadened by all the alcohol over the years was able to memorize the Word of God. I'm not saying it was a miracle. I am saying a miracle happened in his life because of the words he remembered. There's power in knowing and memorizing and committing to memory the Word of God. Why did I tell that story? Because I go back to the story I began with. Augustine lived a wild life as a young man. Came to Christ as an adult. Came to Christ later in his life. And then says to someone that's around his deathbed, "Bring an artist in and have them paint on the wall these words: blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin does not count against him and in whose spirit is no deceit. I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and the Lord forgave me the guilt of my sin." You understand now why he wanted those words in front of him as he was dying, because they had power. You know what? Those words have power in front of you today, and you're not even dying. Neither am I, right, at this moment. But they give life to dying men and dying women like you and like me. What's it say to you today? Psalm 32 means more to you than you think it does for this reason. You can die without owning a house. It has nothing to do with whether you make it to heaven. You may not have what you want, do what you want, go to the places you want, visit places around the world, but don't die without the forgiveness of Christ. Don't die without the forgiveness of the one who has the authority and the capacity to forgive you. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.